Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Slurping and nerping. What does nerping mean?
Come on. If you have to ask, it's not for you.
Wow, that's a good point. That might be the best point you've made in a while.
I try.
Yeah.
I don't try very hard, but I try.
Yeah, the effort's never really been there for you, has it?
It's a matter of just not giving a damn and mixing that with the slacker mentality. And plus, I hate you, so like.
American comedy film, Addams Family Values. But before we jump into Addams Family Values, take a minute to subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts. Help us spread the word. You can also subscribe on Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, IGTV, and YouTube. And that is the best way to help support the show. Also, you can go over to our website, backintimepod.com, follow the blog, listen to what JD is ranting about that certain week. But and I should also mention, if you're listening to this, there's actually a poll topic up right now on our Twitter, which coincides with our last episode where we talked about the upcoming winter blockbuster movies. And JD made the point that he feels like Star Wars, help me out. The Rise of Skywalker. He feels like that might actually be the highest grossing movie ever at the box office. So weigh in. Vote right now on our poll. Let us know if you...
With The Mandalorian being out now and almost like a new resurgence of excitement about the Star Wars franchise and all the questions that are being raised, I gotta say, Disney made a releasing the show on Disney Plus ahead of the movie, because I'm more so excited just to see if there's any time. There's going to be even more people that are interested in seeing it then.
Well, let's get to the reason we're here. JD, what's your first memories of watching Addams Family Values?
This was one that I want to say was a blockbuster rental. I think I saw the first one in theater, so I was excited about seeing this. Gravitated towards like the dark and the macabre or scary, spooky horror type things, even at a young age. What were in what, 1990?
Yep, 93. From the
I remember seeing this and just digging it and loving it and just kicking it, nerfing all over the great scenes.
Nerfing all over the place. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't think this was a movie that I watched in theaters, but I definitely rented this from Blockbuster and then rented it again and again and again. I would say I actually rented Addams Family Values more than I rented the original.
I think I'm with you on that. I definitely remember seeing this movie more times than the original.
What do you think that is?
There's something about our youth and the time we were established as human beings on this. The sequel played to our childlike wonderment more than sequels do now as adults.
Sure.
So you have to think about it. And we always talk about this. A sequel is either going to just simply rehash the original, which in the case is going to be thought of as boring, or it's going to go into new territory and it's going to be thought of as being too cavalier. But for when you're a kid, you want to see that repeat and that rehash. And that's, I think that's kind of why we really stuck with it, is to see a lot of the music and the actors and the characters and just put them into slightly new situations that are familiar. But we're too stupid to really pick up on what's going on.
Just a little too stupid. I like that analogy there. Although you did call me stupid, so I don't like it that much.
I said we collectively.
Okay.
Kids are stupid. They're so dumb. Like that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's like, yeah, I am smarter than a fifth grader, and I can beat up like seven.
You could, yeah, at least six or no
at
doubt.
At one time.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to bite off more. There's always the fat fifth grader who, you know, he can probably pack a punch.
Chubby little bastard. Gosh, I've been watching so much Don Rickles lately, I just want to insult people. Have you ever gone down the Don Rickles hole of just watching?
You may want to rephrase that in the future, but no, I've not gone down Don Rickles hole.
Yes. Not what I meant.
Don't cut that out. Leave that in.
My mind is always in the gutter. I would expect none less, but yeah, just... I went down the rabbit hole, not his rabbit hole, but a rabbit hole. And just, yeah, he would just, I love that guy. He would just look at people in the crowd. He's like, sir, God sakes, you're fat. How much do you weigh, sir? 340 pounds. God, no wonder your wife's flat chested. You crushed her to death. Just, and then he would immediately compliment. He's like, God bless you. You look great, ma'am. You're beautiful. Well, let's get to the reason we're here. Let's watch the trailer. So if you guys have access, go ahead and get on the YouTube and just pull up our channel, Back in Time Podcast channel. You can find Adam's Family Values in our recent uploads. And then I will give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown and we will watch this. JD, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's masticate all over this beast.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1 click.
Nurse, how close are the contractions?
Every 15 seconds, doctor.
Are you in unbearable pain? My darling, is it torture?
Oui.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Go ahead.
What news?
Father, what is it?
It's an Adams. He has my father's eyes.
Gomez, take those out of his mouth.
He's an adorable little baby.
Fine. Rub it in.
Children, why do you hate the baby?
We don't hate him. We just want to play with him.
Especially his head.
You'll meet someone very special. Someone who won't press charges.
Isn't he a lady killer?
Acquitted.
Women must follow you everywhere.
Store detectives.
And the stork flew down from heaven and turned into a baby.
Our parents had sex.
JD, start us off, man. What'd you think of the trailer here for Adam's Family Values?
It has been a long time since I've seen this trailer, so I'm super excited. It's really dark, and I kind of forgot how clever the Adam's Family really is with like their witty little one-liners that it's actually almost like Frasier-esque with the way that they're just spouting these off. So I personally loved it, and you know, the casual take and sense of murder being totally cool, and the must be a lady killer acquitted line, just I love that.
You'll find somebody that won't press charge. Oh, gosh. Our parents had sex. Just so blunt. Oh, there's so many good. Let's take a look at the comments, man. I watched this about an hour ago. Let's see how our thoughts kind of lined up here.
I see that. Look at little Kyle there. They keep what we love about the original. Is that you in a four-wheeler?
It sure is. There you go.
You break your coccyx?
I broke my hand on the next trip. But
good man. I'm sure Gomez Adams would have a good joke to say about that.
I has my father's eyes. Gomez.
That's so gross. I love it.
All right, yeah, read my comment. Let's see how we stack.
Okay, so Kyle's comment, and everybody, you can see he laid this out before we played. They keep what we love about the original and turn the volume up to 10 without giving away the entire plot and every funny joke. They give away a lot of the funny jokes, though.
Yeah, they got a couple one-liners in there. I think the movie has a lot.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. I think that's a great trailer. I mean, if you're anyone in the slightest familiar with it, whether it be from the original or from 1991's version, or even if you just recently saw the newest one that came out in theaters, I think that there's a lot to be had, and this trailer captures it.
Yeah, I agree. I think the trailer's great. It gives us everything that we love about the original. And we just keep on chugging along. I'm actually sad that they didn't make a third one. Because back in that era, everybody was doing. But yeah, let's go ahead and get to some box office numbers here and see how the movie performed. So Addams Family Values debuted at the box office on November 19th, 1993. The film was distributed by Paramount with a runtime of 94 minutes. Production budget made me gasp a little bit here. $47 million on the budget. I was like, ooh, they're set up for failure right away. Opening weekend, they were number one at the box office, though, bringing in $14.1 million. In week two, they would drop one spot to number two, bringing in another $10.6 million, which brought the 10-day total to $30.2 million. JD, what are your thoughts on the first 10 days?
I got to say, yeah, I really thought it would have brought back its money right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of surprised because I think that this is Addams Family is a household name at this point.
Well, I mean, if the original movie had a $30 million budget, this one ballooned to 47, it would have brought back the money in the first 10 days. So, yeah, I guess everybody got huge pay raises. That's all I can think of. Now, how do you think the movie's going to fare? Do you think there's a schoolyard effect?
I do, but I don't think it's going to be a big boom. I think it's going to be it had a little bit of a ripple, but nothing that's going to blow my shoes up my ass.
I think I got you on the Rickles train. I like that line. Very nice.
just saying whatever creeps up into the old.
God, lady, look at the size of your nose. You sneeze, my. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, the schoolyard effect, I think we defined that a while back as 5 weeks in the top 10. This movie would spend 6 weeks in the top 10. 1, 2, 3, 7, 9, and finally 10 before dropping out of the top 10 list and pretty much just moving to VH. Total domestic gross, a little bit of a disappointment here. $46 million domestically. We really don't have much in the way of international box office here. So, the original $191 million, the sequel, $46. What do you think about those numbers?
There's your answer to why there wasn't a third.
Yes, it is. Also, Gomez dies. So, spoiler, I mean, in real life, that would have been hard to do. I will digress, and we will talk about the top 10 movies that week, because this was to go to the theaters. There's quite a few good movies on here that I like. So number one, obviously, was The Addams Family. Number two, The Three Musketeers. Number three, Carlito's Way. Number four, My Life. Number five, Man's Best Friend. Number six, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Number seven, The Remains. Number eight, Cool Runnings. Number 9, The Beverly Hillbillies. And number 10, The Piano. JD, any standouts in the top 10?
It's got to be Cool Runnings.
For sure. And they were in week 8 there, so they had been in theaters for quite a
while. Passing the torch on to a little bit of Gomez Adams.
Yeah, I would say that one's definitely a standout. And then also for me, I really do like Nightmare Before Christmas. I think that, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're feeling nostalgic, the Beverly Hillbillies, probably not going to be a future episode, but I mean, that movie did pretty well, actually, in the box office.
Yeah, gosh, that movie was so ridiculous. The one time I watched it when I was like 8 years old.
It kind of feels like just watching the Brady Bunch movie. Like, you know, it's not the real original cast and they're just playing off of that show. So yeah, I didn't really have an interest in that.
I didn't understand it. I'm not going to lie to you. No idea what the hell's going on.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody understood or knew what the hell was going on the critic side here. We'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response here. But JD, how do you think the critics received Addams Family Values?
I gotta say, I'm a little bit worried about this week's movie and the critic response. Let me start over. I'm split because I think, based on its box office performance, that critics probably panned it pretty hard, is how I. But then I think too, it's the mother effing Addams Family, and the movie is clever, as we got to see in the trailer. There's a lot of heart and soul, and it's got top-notch actors in it, up and down, like everything about it on paper. So I think the critics either probably shit on it and gave it like a 42, or they came in and praised the movie for its technical qualities and gave it 62%. It's somewhere in the middle there. I don't know. I just don't have high hopes or a critical response.
So what's your final
answer? Between 42 and 62.
Okay. All right. You're not terribly far off, but it's actually received a little bit better than you would have guessed. 76%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising. I mean, would you have thought that it would have been received that well?
I don't think I would have thought. I would have hoped, but I definitely wouldn't have thought. I would have guessed like 40, 50. Yeah, pretty in that ballpark.
I mean, for being a sequel, but why? Why did they respond so poorly? Not that I don't love this movie. I'm super excited about doing this movie. I'm just curious to what they said.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to that here in a second. Now, I will tell you this. The original Addams Family, only 64%. So it actually outperformed the original. And then audience was 63 on this one, 66 on the original. But yeah, critics like this one a little bit better. So let's hear from a couple of them. We'll start with our old buddy, Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times, gave the film 3 out of 4 stars and said, Raul, Julia, and Angelica Houston are given a lot of one-liners and payoff gags. But what's funny is the stuff that comes in between, the real affection. They embrace each other and the way they delight in their unspeakable life. What do you think about the comments from Roger?
So I think that's interesting, and I want to say that part of the reason why the Addams Family is so everlasting and is still relevant to the fact that they just made another one of it. I have no idea how it did because I had no interest in seeing an animated. But he brings up a good point, and the heart that is in the core of this, when you strip away all of the spooky, scary skeletons, you're left with a normal family that's just upside down. And it's unique. And yeah, I mean, they're madly in love with one another, Gomez and Morticia.
All right. Well, let's hear one that did not like it as much. James Berardinelli, who gives a fuck what his name is, he gave the film 2 out of 4 stars. And said a few sparkling performances and funny moments save this from being a complete waste of time, but it's not a promising way to start the Thanksgiving Christmas movie season. Yeah, I don't like that review.
That's a little bit more standard to what I thought most of the overall sentiment would be for this. While I disagree with it, I'm with you. I don't like that review. This is like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Adam's Family Value is kind of like a Thanksgiving tradition. Like, you got to watch Adam's Family Value.
Okay.
So screw you, pal, and your last name. That's so... It sets a clock to 13.
All right. Well, Peter Rayner of the Los Angeles Times gave the movie 3.5 out of 5 stars and says, uneven as it is, Adam's Family Values is considerably more enjoyable than its... At this rate, if there's a third installment, it'll be a knockout or at least a TKO. I like the boxing reference. JD, what'd you think?
That's really interesting. And I got, it surprises me that it did not poorly in the box office, but it just so underperformed. But to get that's a good review.
Yeah.
To compare it to the first one and say, the franchise has only gotten better quality wise and to have that 70 whatever percent you said that they had, I gotta think that they sort of made a bad bet and didn't make it.
I don't know, maybe bad timing on the release, maybe lack of marketing. I don't know. I mean, I thought the trailer was great. Maybe, I don't know, I'd have to look at like the coming weeks and what happened like 2 or 3 weeks after the release to see if it was just bad timing and they didn't get enough time to really rake in the dough like the original.
I got to say, and maybe it was confusing messaging too, because you're looking at a movie that Thanksgiving, Christmas time, and it's post Halloween. So maybe people just don't understand Adam's Family the way that I assume.
That, you know what? I think you just hit the nail on the head, because if we go back to the trailer, there are no references to Thanksgiving at all. And this came out right, you know, like a week before. So probably six days before Thanksgiving that year, I would imagine, with it being the 19th. So, yeah, I mean, if the trailer would have had Pugsley in his little turkey suit going, eat me, maybe they would have got more of a crowd. I don't know. It worked pretty well for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I think we're onto something for sure. Because I mean, every Thanksgiving I send out that meme to everybody in my phone list of eat. I do.
I've sent it to you before. I've gotten it several years actually. It genuinely cheers me up. Like I get it, and I'm like, well, at least somebody.
I either send that, or sometimes I send to some people Kramer from Seinfeld as a turkey.
Yeah,
with his little wing waving, saying, hey, buddy.
I like it. All right. Well, hey, man, what are you looking forward to most when we dive into the full review here in a couple days?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing a young Bernard, a David Krumholtz, as one of the campers. Like, I'm super excited. I didn't obviously know him at the time, but then after Santa Claus happens and then you rewatch older movies and you're like, holy moly, there's Bernard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I also think Joanne Cusack in this movie is a scene stealer. So I look forward to her awesome performance along with Christopher Lloyd and the late great Raul Julia, who just nails Gomez Adams. So, yeah, just kind of paying attention to the little things that they do is going to be my number one thing. But yeah, guys, make sure you check out that full episode that'll drop in a couple days. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, IGTV, YouTube. Remember to rate and review us. And then we're also up on the Instagram and Twitter at Back in Time Pod. We're on Facebook. Just search Back in Time Podcast. You can find us on the web, backintimepod.com. And if you want to shoot us an email, get old fashioned with it. And how retro are we? Shooting emails. You can do that at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. I'm at KAutry29. JD is at Unjust Justin, and we are out of time. Time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll be back in a couple days with the full review. See ya.
I have no idea what slurping and nerping means, just so you know.